Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I think the Billboard charts are coming out today, and that song by Alex Warren, Ordinary, is number two now. Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child may have taken over. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Drag me to brunch. It's Pride, you guys. Right now, take the word groove, G-R-O-O-V-E, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll have a chance at a four-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the W, San Francisco. Text the word groove now, and you'll also qualify for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF, a four-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train. It's all courtesy of WSF. Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This is going to be a great time. And if you win these tickets, if you get these VIP tickets, there are meet and greets with some of the drag performers. Deja Sky is going to be there. We'll be there. We're doing meet and greets too. It's going to be great. This hour's code word is groove, and we're doing it every hour through 6:05. We've added an extra hour.
Whoa!
I know. So from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the evening.
That's the Jane Show, everyone.
That is the Jane Show. That's every hour of the Jane Show. All right. So this part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Hot Tub Talk. It's time for, can I get some sexy music for my Hot Tub Talk? Creative Energy's summer sale is on. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, and cold plunges. And if you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or a cold plunge, you'll save even more. Oh, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com. Hang out in your backyard in a hot tub. Oh my God, the best time of the week for me is Saturday morning at about 6:30 in the morning. I put on my robe and I go out there. I open it up. The steam starts coming out. I'm there with my coffee.
Saturday morning.
Yeah. I do it Sunday too, but Sunday I got to get up the next day. So yeah. Saturday morning, I'm just like, this is me time.
Right.
John's still in bed. Not bothering me. All by myself. The birds are just chirping and waking up. Oh, it's pretty good. The Vinny lookalike contest is going on right now. This is very...
Be very careful. We don't have a prize for you.
No, we do not have a prize for you.
But... Be very careful when you bring up contests, because you know people will be like, contest. Oh my God, I'm in.
It's something fun we're doing.
It's just a fun thing we're doing where someone will win. You'll have the audio. You win the satisfaction of winning the contest. That's what we've won. Vinny lookalike event is ongoing at the Alice 973 Instagram. So we have some entries for this, and it's and so far so good. If you feel like you look like Vinny, DM the Alice 973 Insta.
I do think that some people. Are those people? I don't necessarily think I'm that guy, but I've had people say, you know, hey, man, and hey.
Yeah.
And it turns out I don't know them and they don't know me and they thought they knew me, but they don't.
Well, and you're always friendly when people are like, hey, because you figure, oh,
you're a listener.
I'm Vinny, right. All right, let us begin with Eric Dane. Eric Dane is Dr. McSteamy. A few months ago was the first time I had heard that he's got ALS. Which is horrible. It's and he's not that old. He's like mid-50s. And it's degenerative.
Is that what your cousin has?
Yes.
Okay.
It's heartbreaking. Eric Dane from Grey's Anatomy, he sat for an interview with Diane Sawyer to talk about his battle with ALS. It's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It aired yesterday on Good Morning America from their new studio, which I didn't even get a review of. I have no idea if it's better or worse, or I'm sure it's state of the art. So Eric Dane, he sits down to do an interview, and the news is not great. He revealed he only has one functioning arm. His quote was, "My left side is functioning. My right side has completely stopped working. I feel like maybe a couple more months and I won't have my left hand either. It's sobering." There was even a time when he had to be saved by his 13-year-old daughter. He jumped into some water and realized he didn't have the strength to swim. His quote was,
"Oh my gosh, and imagine your daughter is looking at you struggling and has to come in and get you."
"She dragged me back to the boat. I was like heartbroken," is his quote. He is not giving up. He says, "All I want to do is spend time with my family and work a little bit if I can. I don't think this is the end of my story. I just don't feel like in my heart, I don't feel like this is the end of me." He is also on Euphoria, but he's best known, I think, as Dr. McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy. Yes, Vinny, your hand is
up. Do we know if that can, how would you put this? Does it come and go? Is there any kind of, he has episodes, I guess you could say, where then he'll start to regain use of his hand, or no? Once you start to lose it, that's that.
I don't know if that happens for some people.
Okay.
Because for some people, it's really fast. It's like my cousin was diagnosed in September and he really cannot get around anymore. Like it's been whatever it's been, 8 months, 9 months. And he was a doctor. And
so he's not working.
Oh, no. He's actually trying to continue to do some stuff. And his attitude is great. But for him, it's been really, really fast, okay. Like scary fast.
And I know that's very personal, but I'm just trying to understand what that can look like. We've seen, and it's different. What is her, the girl from Married with Children? She has MS, right?
She does, yes.
And that's one that seems to have that really bad
cyclical
times.
Yes.
And then it seems to get a little better.
Right.
So it's Christine hard to
Apple.
Know. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes. So, and actually Stephen Hawking, I mean, that dude lived 50 years after he was diagnosed with this. But there's all kinds of things that happen with it. Anyway, Eric Dane, it's not less of a tragedy when someone not super hot gets it. But this dude, I'm looking at pictures of, he's just so hot in these old pictures of him. And I just think, oh.
You'd hit that? Is that what you're thinking?
I'd hit that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's Dr. McSteamy, for God's sake.
Anyway, I don't know anything about the Grey's Anatomy, but other than I know there was a McSteamy and a Mc...
It started with McDreamy.
McDreamy.
And then there was McSteamy.
Okay.
A couple seasons later. So he's currently on Euphoria and he's in an upcoming Amazon police thriller called Countdown. So, and I actually don't know how long he's had this. It was just a few months ago that they had revealed the diagnosis. I'm not seeing when. I mean, he may have had it for quite a while before that and tried to hide it. His wife is Rebecca Gayhart. Remember her?
Mm-hmm. She was the Noxzema girl.
She was when we were kids. So anyway, Eric Dane, good luck. I like your attitude. Here's the latest on the Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom situation. Are they breaking up or are they not breaking up? Well, depends on who you ask on the internet. Reports are saying that after months of increasing strain, exacerbated by the lukewarm reception to Katy's 143 album, mixed tour reviews, and that blue, they keep referencing that Blue Origin spaceflight. I was looking at some thread where it was like, I order lattes at a local Starbucks. That doesn't make me a barista. Like, she's not an astronaut because she went on a spaceship.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
They're
sure.
All over.
It's unbelievable. And that's just like a lame example. There's so many. People are very funny, very clever.
You know what, though? This has to do with her PR. Because if Taylor, for example, went up into space, they'd be like, she's going to save us from all our problems.
She is an astronaut.
While she's out there.
Right.
She will absolutely find that new planet we're looking for and get us off this cradle
right.
into a new world that we haven't ruined yet.
Right. That we can, the future ruination.
Go Tay Tay.
Thanks to the real estate girl.
Yeah, I think this was already going badly for her long before she decided to become an astronaut.
So they list all these things, including the Blue Origin spaceflight, and go on to say, page 6 says, the couple is, quote, pretty much done. Reportedly, in a couple of different things I looked at today, they have a plan to split in December after her Lifetimes tour wraps up, December of this year.
Okay.
Here's the quote from page 6. It's over. They're waiting till her tour is over before they split. Cosmo is saying that although things have been rocky with both supportive and exhausting moments, they're not at the point of no return and they are trying to work things out. Orlando recently appeared on The Tonight Show with his emotional support dog, Biggie Smalls, but made no mention of Katie. Another subtle hint. People are analyzing everything these guys say. Katie's been touring Australia with their daughter, Daisy, and was seen without her engagement ring, which fans spotted during shows and public appearances. So what it all means, breakup plans. It maybe they've made a joint decision to go their separate ways after the tour ends in December, which, by the way, when you're on tour, you've already gone your separate ways. Like, he's busy doing nighttime shows, talking about stuff he's got going on. She's on tour in Australia.
You know, though, I wonder if you're Katy Perry... And he still has pretty good PR. He's still really handsome. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean for what, 3 movies?
Yeah,
I don't know what else he's done. Oh, he did the Lord of the Rings, right?
Legolas, right.
You know, maybe she might be like, you know, could you help a sister out? Mm. Could you remind everyone that you love me and that, you know, I'm actually a good person and...
Right.
You know, I'm out here trying to entertain people's asses off. And
yeah. Well, I was busy doing the dishes. I mean, I did invite you to.
I don't know. I wonder how that goes. Like, I don't know. Because I could see him being like, I'm not bringing her up.
Right.
She is.
Please don't ask me about her.
Yeah,
I get it. There's rumors. He's promoting something right now. I want to say he's got some project that's happening because he is on some talk shows. And this is a difficult time for him to be out. So because some people are very polite. The people who want you to come back, and they've got a long-running show. And then there's other reporters who are like, what's going on with Katie? And by reporters, I mean paparazzi. So the bottom line is, as of right now, there are multiple sources saying that they are nearing a split. But there are still some out there who say, this is blown way out of proportion. Don't worry.
Is he a hot guy?
Yes.
You're into him?
No, but he is a hot guy.
He is, Yes.
He's got a TV series, Orlando Bloom to the Edge, and the film The Cut.
Oh.
Where he also serves as producer. And they're saying he might come back to Pirates of the Caribbean franchise and possibly Lord of the Rings.
Another Lord of the Rings, huh?
Yeah. With the use of AI de-aging technology.
Awesome.
LOL. It's actually kind of strange that he was on The Tonight Show because neither of these projects are happening right now. Like, the TV show came out in April. And that movie, I think, came out last year.
Oh.
So I wonder if it was supposed to be a PR thing just for him while all these rumors are swirling.
That is interesting because you would think right now you'd be kind of on lockdown. Like, I don't want to talk about that.
And, which show was this?
I don't know. Who was it?
It's called On the Edge or To the Edge.
Oh, no. The one that he went on.
The Tonight Show.
So that's in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Jimmy Fallon. Correct. He is actually... He's easy. Like, he's a guy who's not looking to be in a fight with anybody on his show. He is very goofy and charming and never a hard-hitting question. So that's probably, and if they've got a relationship at all, maybe that was just like an easy thing where he could be like, I'm also doing these other things and look how happy and fine
I don't know what's going on in New York, and I'm sure Letterman had this, but I think Letterman would have had this. I know Leno used to have people he could call if someone dropped out right there in Burbank, people who live nearby,
yes,
who could just jump in their car and come be a guest on his show because he needed them.
Right.
And then
knew that they would work.
And his job was to pay them back, you know, whenever they needed that as well. But I assume that's the case for Fallon as well. Like, he's probably got...
Yeah, I'm sure he's got the pick.
Hey, can you get in here?
Yeah, but I don't think Orlando Bloom is one of them. Like, they live in Santa Barbara.
Well, maybe he's in New York doing something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
That's what I was thinking,
though. Because it
does
seem like an odd choice for him to be going on a late night talk show and then specifically not talking about Katie during all of this.
Right.
Hmm.
It is. It's always fascinated me how Orlando Bloom's kind of irrelevant. He hasn't been in anything major in a really long time. And yet, whenever he's mentioned in the zeitgeist, it's always really positive. And people are like, oh, he's so hot. He's so cool.
He does have a very positive kind of public image. I agree with that.
And it seems like it's very separate from Katie.
Agreed. Yeah. Even in their relationship, there wasn't a ton of stuff about them as a couple.
Right.
Hmm. Anyway, and honestly, they're saying here he was recently on The Tonight Show. It is, honestly, we only started hearing about this. To me, I feel like last week is when I started hearing about them.
Yeah, it's the last couple weeks has been when it's been in the rags.
So maybe it was like early last week or the week before, like before everything started swirling. Because that's the only question anybody would be asking now. Anyway, there's an update. It's really, there's...
June 11th is when he was on.
Oh, okay. So like a week ago. Yeah. But I want to say it was like middle of last week. We started to hear the, you know, started to smell the first smoke. And then yesterday was the first time I saw they're done.
That's weird.
I know.
I've heard this kind of I've heard there's competition among actors when one's career is red hot and the other's isn't.
Right. But these two do very different things.
They do different things. That's what I'm trying to say. It's interesting. Even in that case, where two people who are supposed to be in love aren't supportive of each other, if one's getting hot and the other's is cooling,
right.
You'd think they'd be like, it comes around, it's fine, it's all good.
Right.
Instead, it's, I'm jealous you have things going too good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, Hollywood egos.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, and there's the money issue. She's worth $400 million net worth, and he is worth $40 million. Like that's
is that an issue?
He'll be fine.
I don't know.
Maybe it is an issue. Who the hell knows? You know, if she's the one footing the bill for all the private jets, maybe she's all like, you know, could you kick down once in a while? I don't know. It does feel like they don't have money problems. Like money's probably not the biggest issue going on there. I got a couple Dolly things here.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the food that she has to eat every day. But first, I want to tell you about her new hotel called Songteller. It's the Songteller Hotel. And they've got it kind of all as one word, but with the key, with the S and the T capitalized, Songteller. And it's going to open this spring. So around a year. Dolly Parton has really done. I've never heard of her having a hotel. I assume at Dollywood there's some accommodations or something. But now she's got this in. It's coming to Nashville, and it's just a couple blocks away from the Ryman Auditorium, which is where it's a big place where a lot of country acts play, and the Country Music Hall of Fame is right there, too. So a new hotel called Songteller, and she can add that, I guess. I'm sure she's not there running it. She's an author, an actor, entrepreneur, and, of course, a singer. I don't know why they don't have that on this list. Anyway, it'll have 200, it's huge, 245 rooms. It'll have two entertainment venues, Parton's Live and Jolene's, plus a Dolly Museum. It's called Dolly's Life of Many Colors Museum. And there'll be a coffee shop called Cup of Ambition. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Nice.
Also the venue.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
Yeah,
it's from
that's
9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene's is going to be up on the 11th floor and apparently features beautiful views of downtown Nashville. So it should be a nice space for people to. Yes, Finn, your hands up.
I have a question for Bob. Bob, do you know the song 9 to 5? And if it came on right now, would you be able to sing along with it?
Probably the chorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Working 9 to 5.
That was some
barely getting by. Well, she got the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Nobody cashes in like Dolly.
Right?
Like she is working
doesn't have
to the
do
max.
Anything.
I know. It's so interesting. She's got her hands in everything.
Yeah.
Her brand is bussin'.
I think that I bussin.
I don't know why I said that.
Good job.
That was, you know what? We're going to use it. She's Dolly is bussin out all over.
That's a Gen Z slang term.
Is it really?
Are you Gen Z?
She's a zillennial.
I'm not going to tell you this. We're not going to go over this again.
Well, it takes me a minute. You're going to have to. I'm old and I can't remember stuff.
Zillennial. I'm on the border.
Okay.
Are you literally like right on the edge of both?
Closer to millennial for sure.
Go with the zillennial. Yeah. That's a cool new word.
I got the cool slang terms for you guys.
Thank you. Bussin', everyone. Bet. So...
Bam.
Anyway, Dolly Parton has a new hotel that I'm sure she's involved in every aspect of. Here's the food that she eats every single day. Do you, anybody got a food that they eat every single day? Oatmeal for you.
Oatmeal.
Yep.
I eat a lot of bean and cheese burritos. Mm. Black beans, cheese. Happens
but do you
a lot.
Feel like you and have avocado. To, you know?
No.
Yeah. Avocado, I probably
and the only reason
day.
I eat the oatmeal is because here where we work, if I don't bring food, I will be starving.
Yes.
By the time we leave. And I'll probably be fishing in that
machine
out in the corner. So
a
I
machine
just,
of
I,
bad choices.
I have to do that in order to just get through the morning.
So she is a potato fan. She's got to have some kind of potato every day.
I like potatoes too.
Which is actually, I mean, that's just pure carbs. She doesn't look like a carbs girl. Maybe that keeps her bussing.
In moderation, the spuds are great.
She says she looks for good, hearty food. She said, I have to have something with potatoes. I mean, I'm one of those people that I have to have a baked potato, some mashed potatoes, some French fries, something to do with potatoes. Everybody likes potatoes. I mean,
you know,
find me someone who hates potatoes.
I'll say this. There are a lot of things that people find that work for that. Like, I know people who compete in sports and they say, I have to have spaghetti before I go do a thing.
Yeah.
Or
carbo load.
Another person might say, I've got to have rice and fish that I feel light but full and I can go do my thing. So whatever, that's what works for her.
Potatoes,
you know, she's not gassy, but she's, you know what I mean? Like, you just want to know that you can go do whatever you got to do in front of people without being like, uh-oh.
So she's talking about this whole thing, and she was on the Today Show or something recently, and it's because she has a line of frozen meals. I'm going to guess they're potato heavy. I don't know.
Oh, fudge.
Because of course
really?
She does.
Right.
And she has a cookbook with her sister, Rachel. I didn't even know she had a sister. Never even a
Me neither.
Never crossed my mind. Her not famous sister, Rachel. So, I don't know. Maybe people have eaten Dolly's frozen meals. There have to be worse things out there, I guess.
Well, they might be a big deal. You know, they're in Nashville or somewhere where.
That's possible.
I don't expect to see him here at the grocery store. Oh, Rachel Parton. She's very pretty and they look alike.
Oh, is that so?
She's 65 years old. Look, that's her.
Oh.
Very pretty.
She's, so what is Dolly, like late 70s?
I don't know, but, you know, there's those, isn't it, actually, the guy was just, we were just looking at his movie, Patrick Swayze's brother's not that hot, and then there's a few others that are not, like, Stallone's brother, Frank, he's not that hot.
No, right.
This lady's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty.
You know whose brother is coming onto the scene? Zac Efron's.
Oh, yeah, he was on the Traitors.
He was on Traitors.
Is his name, like, Craig or something?
Dylan.
That's
Dylan
it.
Efron.
And honestly,
he's very
hotter.
Cute. Yeah. He's really, and so sweet. He's a very sweet boy.
So cute. Dolly, he's tall too.
Dolly has chicken and dumplings. These are her frozen dinners.
Country fried steak.
Beef pot roast.
And they're reasonably priced and they're at Target.
She also has pancake mix and a bottle of syrup shaped like a guitar.
Oh my God, look at how cute
you can get
that
the whole
is.
Dolly suite.
Aww.
We could do a challenge where we only eat Dolly food for a whole day.
Listen, chicken and dumplings and country fried steak.
There's potatoes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Rachel Parton's an actress and a singer.
No one's ever heard of her. So
no, I know. Should. That's what I'm saying. It's very strange. Like, look at her go.
Like, it does feel like you would have heard of her less famous sister. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What you got?
You know what? Gen Z makes the news and more after these.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Outreach Coalition. Helping our community make healthy compost is as easy as keeping plastic out of food and yard trimmings that you take out to the curb. Find tips at lovefoodnotwaste.org. Lovefoodnotwaste.org.
Nice.
Got that?
I do.
Okay. Here's what's happening. Sunny and high is 85.
Oh.
70 nice. To 85 today. It's going to be a nice day. It's already sunny one. Over San Francisco as we speak.
That's a nice change. It's been very cloudy the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
The morning, anyway.
OKC won last night and has Indiana on the ropes. And the Oilers must win tonight versus the Panthers, or the Panthers are the Stanley Cup champs. Also, the Golden State Valkyries are in Dallas.
Oh.
If you can tell me the name of the Dallas team, not you, Maddie, I know you looked. If you can tell me the name of the Dallas team.
Cowgirls.
No. Bob?
What sport?
WNBA.
WNBA. The Valkyries. They play tonight in Dallas, 5 p.m. Tip time. Do you know the Dallas team?
The Ravens.
No, they're the Wings.
The Wings. The now, Dallas you know,
pretty
Wings.
Close.
Mark it down, and later you may be able to earn yourself a point. Not later today, but at some point.
At some point.
Someday.
Right.
The Valkyries. I hope to take in a game, and I really would like to get that jersey they told us they'd make.
I know.
We were supposed to get jersey. Where are those at?
I don't know, but their games are, like, packed. They're
good.
Oh, their home games are rocking.
That's great.
Yeah.
The WNBA has come a long way, and what's her name? Caitlin Clark is a huge star.
Yeah.
Like, I see her on commercials, and I think, there's a lady who's playing basketball for a living and probably making way more for that State Farm commercial.
Right.
Well, but okay.
That's what they need, though. They need mm-hmm. recognizable faces and
right.
some excitement. It's good.
Okay, Gen Z. This is funny because I try to keep up with Gen Z. I find them funny and interesting mm-hmm. and also, you know, horrifying, the idea that, nah, I don't want to. Mm. We all have to work. Yeah. Nah!
I just feel like I'd rather not.
Nah! But what?
Well, they're young. They're young yet, Ben.
All right.
They don't have a house payment yet.
Well.
Maybe they'll never get one. It might be a good way to live.
Employers are still trying to get people to come into work. Get them back to the office. I feel like here in the Bay Area, it's on. It's already happening. I see so many cars out on the road now that I didn't see before in the 4 to 5 a.m. hour that I feel like, oh, it's already happening here anyway. You know, whether that's tech, 85 is it's well attended. It's not, there's no stop and go or anything, but there's enough cars on the road that I find myself going, wow, there's no clear path through this.
Mm.
Yikes.
But you're heading up 280, you must be okay though.
280 is okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some employers are trying to pimp out their workspaces to sweeten the deal for workers coming back into the office. Apparently, one thing that Gen Z would request is some actual space where they can have alone time.
Oh. So, like, there'll be a lactation room and an alone time room?
Something like that. Almost half of Gen Zers said they're having more sex while working remotely due to more flexible work schedules, which just contradicts everything we hear about Gen Z. I hear they're not having sex at all.
I've heard that too.
Technically, they didn't say they were getting any action while on the clock, but it sounds like that's what they were up to.
Well, if there was only a place that a couple people could go.
When it comes to things they'd like to see added to the office, almost half say they'd like to have private space for hookups or solo play during the workday.
They literally said, I would like to bang someone at work.
Gen Z, that's a no.
Yeah.
We're not going to green light that. And I'm horny and would like to do it most times of the day.
Yeah. Also, I mean, is anyone working near that room? Because that feels like it could be distracting. Huh. What a weird thing to ask for. Like, I actually feel like asking for a place to nap would be more appropriate than asking for a place to go bone.
Don't you feel like you just want to take a cigarette break outside the boning room for Gen Z so as they walk out, you can shame them? Really, you too, huh? Okay.
What about it? What, are you jealous?
Of you two dorks doing it in the next to the lactation room? No.
Yeah, Smokey McFinger stink.
Don't.
Why are you smoking inside?
I don't know, because I was just sitting here by myself. Actually,
maybe it's an outdoor entrance.
It's worse that I'm outside the boning room, isn't it?
You're the one they're going to call HR on. I got to try to listen to us do stuff.
Okay, you're right. My bad.
Still, judge from your desk, yeah. Ben.
Anyway, Gen Zers say returning to the office would really negatively impact their sex lives and disrupt their work-life balance. So if the workplace could really, you know, figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those ridiculous. This can't be a thought a Gen Zers actually had.
No, I'm sure they've had it. And I'm actually sure that they've vocalized it to their boss. And their boss is looking at them going, these kids these days.
As horny as I am, and I'm less horny than maybe.
It wouldn't
only
do you
a small
any good.
Fraction.
Your wife lives 2 hours from
here. No, I know,
here.
But I'm saying even as a young man, I never thought, you know what this office needs? A boning room.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought that?
No.
You guys have never done it where you work?
I've done it where I work.
Oh, Maddie. What are you about to tell us about?
No, I mean,
he's clearly done it.
Definitely
where he's worked.
Did you do it at the old building?
Oh my God, did you do it at the old building?
I made out once there. Like after a show, we went up and I know
who's
I made
we?
Out.
Who's we? You and the ex-wife? Or
I think it was just folks from the show. Oh, this was a hookup before I met my wife.
Okay.
Yeah. And then every other place I worked at, I had sex at some point in the building.
Mm.
What?
Is that bad? You don't have a place?
Well, no, it's kind of hot. You know, the radio studio, you know.
Oh, is that part of the, you bring them back, yeah. Like, hey, check out I'm a hot shot radio guy.
Exactly.
And do you push them under the board or like what happens?
No, I mean, it might have been board adjacent.
Oh, whoa. Wow, that boy. Was quite a, I got it.
No, I haven't
there.
Done that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I remember when I did overnights, I was doing mornings for a minute, and the lady that I was doing them with was just like, I hate this. I don't want to get up.
I don't want
to get up. I hate mornings. Mm. I want to go back to middays. This sucks. And it just ruined the whole, like, it was, the vibe was always, I just want to be in bed. And I was like, all right, well, this opportunity is a bust.
Right.
So they put me on overnights so that I could learn to work my own equipment, and I just screwed around every night, all night. And so one of the things was certainly strippers would come by and, you know, do stuff outside the studio or, but I never.
You mean in the middle of the night, they'd be the standing outside the station?
Yes.
Like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. On the hood of their car.
And you could see them through the, like, front cameras or something?
No, the window.
Oh, it was.
Like I see Bob right now.
That's.
Happened a million times.
Oh, same girl every time?
Nope.
Few different girls, bunch of them at once. They'd put on like
there was more than one.
Synchronized stripping?
No, just, you know, the local rock station.
Mm.
You know, I don't
know. That guy Vinny, his voice.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm just saying I never once thought you should get in here and I should try to, like, no. And I was, you know, horny. You've done it at a station though, huh?
John did some stuff to me while I was on the air one time. Fun. Yeah. I did overnights.
You pushed
Orlando.
Him under the board?
Yeah.
And he did that?
Yep.
Huh.
It was like a New Year's. I had to work.
And he was like, yeah.
Well, we were hanging out together. He would come to the station all the time, but it was just, you know, he was drinking that night. I'm like, all right, if you want to.
And so you cracked the mic while stuff was happening to you.
Yeah.
Whoa. You've done that? God, what is wrong with me?
I guess the strippers were waiting.
I never let that happen.
Well, they were strippers, so. Hey, hookah.
Yeah, I didn't want no trouble. A 72-year-old man in Florida was arrested for stalking and filing false claims after calling 911 on his neighbors 647 times this year alone.
Okay, that's a lot of times per day.
72-year-old Samuel Thomas has been arrested for calling 911, abusing it, I guess. He claimed someone was shooting an AR-15 rifle in the roadway, but when the cops showed up, they only saw a family barbecue happening at the residence with small children at play.
Oh, boy.
Several other neighbors reported that no shooting has taken place here. No. The neighbor said Samuel's called 911 on them hundreds of times and frequently stops in front of their residence to yell obscenities at her and her family.
Oh, my goodness.
It seems he's the nuisance, not everyone else.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on. Like, is this, you said he's an older dude.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's like a dementia thing or like a PTSD thing or something that he's just freaking out about, or maybe he just wants to be invited to the barbecue.
He's a mess of a person. It sounds like he's got some mental health issues. They say he's got a rap sheet that includes battery convictions, DUIs, pot.
Boy. Oh, Jesus.
Disorderly intoxication, passing bad checks, violating probation, failure to return rented merchandise.
Oh, dear. I rented it. I'm going to keep it.
What is that, like Blockbuster movies? What is that?
I mean, maybe. I didn't think of that. I just, you know, is it library books?
Or? In the grand scheme of things, that's a pretty mild rap sheet.
It is a pretty, but it is a long rap sheet. There's a lot of things on that.
Petty crime enthusiast.
We had a guy, there was a park that kids go to parks because they don't have any place to go.
Right.
And we used to go to this park and it's one of the places we played volleyball. But we also went there to drink and do whatever else. But
sure.
This guy, Lou, would call the police on us the minute we showed up.
Oh.
So we could truly be playing. He just was done with anyone near his house.
Mm.
Dude, you got a place across the street from the park. What do you expect people
to do?
You should
probably move.
You've got to figure it out. Like, yeah. People play volleyball over here.
Yeah.
Lurkin' Lou. That was the guy. Mm. Every time we'd show up, we certainly couldn't drink there anymore. The guy just, no matter what.
Right. Find another park. Did you end up finding another park?
Of course we did.
So mission accomplished.
Well.
Way to go, Lou.
Sucks, though.
Yeah.
You know, you live across from the park.
Yep.
Anyway, this guy has been busted for misusing the 911 system. And obviously his neighbors think he's a D.
Yeah. Well, he is one. With his long line of petty, petty crime. It's funny. It's not funny.
I'm not going to do all these, but there's 27 cheap habits that frugal people say have completely transformed them.
Okay. Cheap habits. Will transform. All right.
One of them, which I thought, well, that's good if you can do it. It says they go in and buy, instead of planning their meals at the start of the week and then shopping, they go in and find the meat that's on sale and then buy that and plan their meals around the meat that they were able to purchase.
Oh my God.
At a discounted price.
Cheap meat is so delicious.
Well, I mean, it could still be good meat.
Yeah, right. I mean, you walk in and they've got, you know, beef tongue.
No, that's not. Well, I'm sure that's not what they mean.
I'm going to make beef tongue stew. I don't know what you make with beef tongue. I'm going to guess
sandwiches.
Oh, God. No, sir.
You don't eat that.
Oh, we have that all the time back home.
What is that called that in Mexico? Lingua?
That sounds right.
In Mexico, they make tacos out of it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't eat
that. Is it as spongy as it sounds?
It's a little chewy, but it's not my favorite, but you know. Okay.
But you are down.
But my dad makes one for home sometimes, so I have one with him.
Look at Bob.
Bob also hates the gross
food
stuff.
In.
Yeah, she's fully. Yep.
On the list of things frugal people do, floss. Regular floss. They say there's a lot of other more expensive versions of this way to clean between your teeth. Mm. But you get that roll of floss. Here's the problem with floss. And I do it every day. No, I don't. But I want to. And I try to. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes just go to bed anyway. But it's messy. Flossing is a messy thing. And I'm not saying like I have, you know, a lot of chunks are flying. I just mean you get your fingers in your mouth and now you got spit on you.
Well, I mean, we're going to wash our hands before.
We are. But I'm saying you get messy.
It's a pain. It's a pain. That's why I like those little, they're just a piece of strong floss and I just bite it into each of my teeth and I'm done with it.
Good old floss.
Under a minute.
Practicing gratitude.
That's free.
This is free.
Mm-hmm.
My misery was in defaulting to a victim mindset and things I don't have. It paralyzed me. By focusing on the things I am capable of doing and the things I do have, I was able to dig myself out of that hole.
Oh. Practicing gratitude.
Practicing gratitude.
I like that.
I'm a member of a group and I go to some meetings. Haven't been in a minute, but this one guy was talking to the group and he was talking about how he'd become so poisoned with negativity. And he was a black guy and he was like, everything was against me because of what I'd been had going on in my head. If the bus pulled up and passed me by 1 foot, it was because that guy's a racist and I'm going to punch him.
Mm.
And he's like, I just was going through life with this anger in me. And I finally had, and he was, you know, drugging and drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And he finally just had to change his headspace in order to get over it. And he did. And he's better for it. And it's one of those things. Yeah. If you have a true victim mindset, it gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Practice gratitude. It's free, as you just pointed out.
Count your blessings.
Mm. Oh, I have a little bit more time.
Yeah, you have some time.
Let's see here. What other? Oh, volunteer at a food pantry or fundraisers. You get to help a cause. And there's often free snacks and stuff for volunteers.
That's a bonus. Free food.
I don't know. It seems to me like you're going there to help people. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, what? I can't have some cookies, too?
Well, you can, but I mean, really, that's what you're counting on?
Oh, I didn't grab it away from a child.
I've done this. This is me, this next one.
Okay.
Buy one kind of socks.
Yes.
All the same socks.
Yep.
I did that. Mm-hmm. That's what I have. I opened the drawer and there's all the same socks.
Yeah. I was doing that for a while, but I got really bored with not having socks that would match my outfit. So recently I bought a bunch of different colored socks. I got some gray ankle socks on right now.
To go with the gray shoes.
To go with my gray shoes.
You did that on purpose.
I did. I laid out my outfit, my incredible outfit last night.
You still lay out your outfit every night, even though you're not sharing a room with John? Oh, because the clothes are in the room.
They're still in the room. I make bad choices at 4 a.m. or whatever time I'm getting dressed. So I like to have it laid out for me so I don't have to think about it.
And do you go in, so you lay them out in your room, not his room?
No, so to get to his room, our old room, you walk through a short hall that has a door to the bathroom in it.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom and closet are right there. So I don't have to go through his room or into his room to do it. I don't disturb him.
The stories you used to tell, I used to think, oh God, John, how do you not kill her?
I know, John is a saint.
How do you not kill? She used to have 15 alarms go off before she would get out of bed.
And now I have one and it goes off at 3 and I get my ass out of bed. And I'm happier for it because I have the time to do this. Because I would just like keep hitting it until it would be like 4:15, which is when I have to leave. I'm like, oh my God. Basically, thank God I laid out my clothes because it's all I've got time for.
I am out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see this. Oh, a lot of people are writing in about the Jane Mansfield story. By the way, do you have the R. Kelly story yet?
I don't.
People have texted in about R. Kelly.
Oh, did he die in prison?
No, I got it on your prep sheet.
Okay,
yeah, he OD'd.
Oh, in prison?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I guess you can get whatever you want in prison.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I'll do that next. I'll take a look at that right now.
Okay. Well, then let's jump out.
Yeah. And actually, hold on though. I do have a tease here somewhere. I have a story about celebrities and their weird pets after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.